Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I wanted to be able to share with you the wisdom moment for today. It's so important, and God just really laid this on my heart, and I was wondering when I was going to talk about it, and as I was just spending time with him this morning, you know, today's the day. And it's from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28. It reads, "A perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends." Let me read that again. Proverbs 16, 28. "A perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends." Think about this. Perverse is defined as showing a deliberate or obstinate, somebody that's being deliberate or obstinate in their behavior in a way that's unreasonable. A man who is not right in his heart or his motives. That's really what, you know, perverse says. And it says, a perverse man stirs up dissension. And dissension is disagreement that leads to discord, where it just divides people up. When things were together, I mean, imagine your bricks on your house are connected by mortar, and the mortar is laid between the bricks. Well, if your bricks got in dissension, that means that your house would fall apart because they were no longer held together. If the enemy of mortar was dissension and a perverse heart, then your house would. And the same thing that happens with God's people. Mm-hmm. And gossip is defined as casual or unrestrained reports about other people, typically involving details that have not been confirmed to be true. Or I like to say, gossip is something that is said that a person would say behind somebody's back to a certain person that they would not say to their face. And flattery is something that is said to a person's face that they would never say behind their back to someone else. And a gossip separates close friends. It separates close friends. So many people, I mean, I've walked with friends for years where we allowed certain people to come into our lives, and one particular person comes in one of our lives and begins to gossip and say these words and speak these words into a friend's ear. And next thing you know, they begin to be believed, and they bring dissension and divides two people that were so close prior to that person coming into their lives. It's amazing how that works. What happened? A spirit of gossip on this person that came in there and divided two people who were close. I mean, you think about it, that when there's so many people that call themselves, you know, hey, we just got a prayer chain going on, or just intercessors, you know, but you're always speaking into these things into the ears of close friends. And when you finished your dialogue, those close friends are divided. That's called gossip. It's a perverse heart, bringing dissension. And God hates dissension. He hates more than what people say he hates. He hates dissension. Those creates dissension amongst the brothers. And it's a sad reality that so often it's repeated as perverse, sinful hearts open the door for Satan to set their tongues on fire with words that are not true or confirmed. I mean, you think about it. The word devil means one who gets in between and divides. So if we gossip, we are being used to divide. We're actually being a partner with Satan. That's his goal. That's what he does. Division is Satan's goal. Any war plan that is meant and designed for success is based on one simple thing, one simple statement: divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Those gossips who fail to deal with their hearts, who have no hope for trying to tame their tongues, as James tells us. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to stop gossiping, because it's a spirit. You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. You can be taken on by this gossiping spirit. And it literally is something gets on you and you just got to gossip. And it's like, what is that? Well, think about it. He talks about it in James chapter 3 about how uncontrollable this is. He says, we all stumble in many ways. This is James chapter 3, verse 2 and on. It says, we all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man and able to keep his whole body in check. So this tongue thing's pretty important. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, we're not perfect because of our tongues.
Right.
Say, Lord, help me to tame my tongue, right?
Right.
And when we put bits in the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take a ship, for example. Although the ship is so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants it to go. And likewise, the tongue, a small part of our body, but it makes a great boast. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of our bodies. Think about it. You got eyes and nose and ears and fingers and toes, but this tongue thing, he says, it's a world of evil. It corrupts the whole person and sets the whole course of his life on fire and is itself set on fire by hell. So when we're carrying that kind of spirit, a gossiping spirit, then all of a sudden you speak it out and it gets on somebody, it goes down into their soul when you do that. It's a spirit. It's something. I like one particular man says, forget about the telephone. He says, we got tele, and he named his denomination. You just tell somebody something, it travels around without any kind of electronics at all. All kinds of animals, he says, birds and reptiles and creatures of the sea are being tamed or have been tamed by man, but no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and our Father, and with it, we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth comes praises and curses. My brothers, this should not be. And so we're stuck. You say, what do you do with this? I mean, you're struggling. Maybe you're struggling right now, and you're one of those people that's just set things on fire with your mouth. You spread things. You're the person that goes, you know, did I tell you about, oops. You know, it's like, what was that all about? You know what I'm saying? That's a gossip.
Right.
You know, why would you even bring it up in the first place? Or you're going around and you've seen two people have been together for 10, 20 years, 30 years, but when you got in their relationship, all of a sudden they have a relationship with you, but they don't have a relationship with each other. How did your presence divide two close friends? And the hope is the heart. As Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, he says, the good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. And the evil man brings evil things from his mouth out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. So understand this. When you hear things coming out of somebody's mouth and they say, well, that's not really me. Understand that came from the overflow of their heart. Not only is it in their heart, they're full of that. That's what's in their heart. They're full of it. If you want to know what's in your children's heart, if you want to know what's in your spouse's heart, if you want to know what's in your coworker's heart, if you want to know what's a stranger's heart, listen to what's coming out their mouth, because the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. And so if you are struggling with this gossiping spirit and again you find yourself bringing division and discord and bringing separation, you're going like, I don't know what it is. It's like, you ever think it could be the course of your life being set on fire by Satan himself? First, you need to realize first that gossip is evil. Sin is sin, and see it as the sin that it is in the eyes of the Lord, and it's a tool of Satan. It's like, boom. Secondly, you need to know that if you have not, you can accept and make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and ask him to forgive you for that sin, and he'll forgive you for the sin. And if you are a believer and you're held captive by this spirit of gossip, and you find yourself, you know, speaking these things out, after coming to grips that the truth is that you've sinned and you've done evil in the eyes of the Lord, you can ask God to forgive you for gossiping and ask him to repair the relationships that you've been used to divide, which would be by your repentance. You're going back to them, telling them, listen, I was wrong. I had no foundation for that. I was just running my mouth. I was personally struggling with sin. I had pride in my life. I was jealous. I wanted this. And your mouth was used. And you said all those things. And you need to go back to those people and say, listen, it was totally unfounded things. And I was wrong. And that's repentance. That's repentance. And sometimes that works with man, but it always works with God. Mm-hmm. But I think about this one particular wise situation was, there was this man that had spoken things in his community that he regretted. And so he went to this wise man. He asked the wise man, he says, listen, you know, I've said all these things and I regretted saying these things. And, you know, what do I do about it? And the wise man says, I want you to take this bag of feathers and I want you to walk around in each of the houses in your community, in your neighborhood. I want you to set a feather on the door step of the house, and I want you to come back to me. So he does all that, and he comes back, and he says, I finished it. Now what? He says, now I want you to go back and I want you to pick up all those feathers. And he goes out and he looks and looks and looks and he can't find them. And he comes back to the wise man. He says, listen, I couldn't find them. I couldn't find them. The wind took them away. And he says, so it is with your words.
Oh, wow.
Seldom do we have the privilege of taking words back. Seldom. But I'm telling you, don't underestimate humility.
Right.
But once they've been spoken, it's almost impossible to take them back. So it's so important then to guard your tongue and to guard your heart and what you meditate on and what you're putting in your heart. Understand this, according to George Barna, that only 19% of regular church attenders or goers, Christians, are reading their Bible at all, which means the other 81% don't have their heart full of the Word of God. How easy is it then for our hearts to be filled with something other than God if 81% are not even putting God, they're full, we're full, or we're always full of something.
Right.
And the thing is that we don't even know, we're like, we're all caught up into gossip and we don't even know it because we have not filled our heart with good. Because he says, a man speaks from what's stored up in his heart, from the overflow. So not only do you spend a little time with God, but you get a lot of God in your heart. You just go after him and spend time with him and abide and pray and realize this is so serious that I can divide that which God joined together. I could be a divider instead of a uniter. I could be used as a tool by Satan to get in between and divide. I could take the bricks of what God built and destroy the mortar in between there. And let me tell you, that's a big thing that happens when God's wanting to touch a community, wants to touch a nation. You'll see all these things begin to happen. We got to say, you know what? You know, the best thing to do is say, well, let's go to that person and talk about it.
Yeah.
They're like, no. And it's like, well, you do, why not? You don't have anything to hide. But Proverbs 11:13 says, a gossip betrays a confidence. It betrays a confidence. But a trustworthy man keeps a secret. Proverbs 18:8, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts. Listen, if you're letting somebody talk into your ear that's got a gossiping spirit, then you're going to have to deal with that. It'll take a hold of you and you're not going to be released from it until you repent or you deliver it. It'll drive you. It'll take a hold of you because it's a spirit. Somebody will speak something in your ear and you're just like hot potato, that old thing, you know, you got a hot potato in your hand playing that old game where you hold on to a hot potato and you got to give it to somebody else. You'll have this hot potato in your spirit and it will just drive you and you find somebody who will hear it that you think it applies and it will be a meaningful delivery and then you deliver it and it's amazing. You go, ah, and all of a sudden you feel, so you were used by the devil. You were used by the devil and it was evil. I mean, God will forgive you, but you have to understand that's evil.
Mm-hmm.
Because it divides close friends. It divides. And that's Satan's job, is to divide. That's what he does. Get in between and divides. If any successful battle plan is going to win, it has to have divide and conquer in it. Divide and conquer in it. So today's wisdom moment is Proverbs 16:28. A perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.